This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
And we're back. My name is Jeff Sandhu, and earlier on the show, we heard from Stephen Smith. He's the Vice President and CISO at AWS, talking about security operations within AWS and some of the new services that was launched. Following that conversation with him, I had the chance to speak to Atlanta. He's the Managing Director, Asia Pacific at AWS, to talk about the push in this region and how they're bringing these new services into enterprises in Asia Pacific. I started by asking him about the take-up rate of cloud services here in Asia Pacific, and has it been only realized by the startups, the enterprises, and not so much of the public sector here in APAC?
I think it would be unfair to say it's predominantly enterprises and startups. If I look across our market, we think about enterprises, and we're seeing incredible growth and adoption from enterprises. In Andy's keynote this morning, he spoke a lot about the investments we've made in hybrid architectures and the things we're doing to help enterprises modernize a lot of their technologies by moving them into the cloud. But we've seen huge appetite from software vendors, ISVs, as an example, in Southeast Asia and Asia Pacific and around the world, as they want to move to SaaS models and use AWS to build and develop those SaaS models out of. We see huge developer communities, amazing startups around Asia like Grab and iFlix and so on that are building really, really successful businesses. But the same is absolutely true of the public sector. The local, state, federal governments, the providers of social services and so on have really been looking to the public cloud not only to affect some kind of efficiency dividend and rethink the economics associated with the provision of services, but also to provide new digital services to the citizens. So across all of those sectors, we're seeing really significant interest.
And I also pressed for some examples that he can share.
I think some of the ones that are most inspiring to me might not be the actual government themselves, but the folks who are using the public cloud to develop to deliver social services. I think about, for example, the startup in Indonesia, Halodoc, who's using Amazon Web Services today to bring healthcare, consultations, and then the provision of follow-up healthcare services to folks who, without Amazon Web Services, and more importantly, without Halodoc, would never have been able to get those sorts of medical services. And when I think about those sort of stories, I find it really inspiring. I really do.
Just how different is the Asia-Pacific region? Because they have offices, and they, meaning AWS, have offices in different countries here in the region. Are we vastly different despite being lumped in together as Asia-Pacific and have different levels of adoption rate?
I think you're exactly right. I think the only person who would think of Asia Pacific as being a group or one thing is somebody who doesn't live in Asia Pacific. And we celebrate the diversity of our customer base right across the region, but we know that each country has a whole different set of ideas and practices, that there's different opportunities and different sectors with different in different market sectors with different countries. And so we're very, very keen to make sure that we open local offices and that we hire local folks. And on the one hand, it is so that they can, be really proximate to their customers, listen to them, take their feedback, and either use that feedback to help them move to the cloud or to build our products and services based on their specific feedback. But it's also because we want them to move quickly. When you're supporting customers in such a dynamic market, you need teams of people who are empowered to move really, really quickly based on what customers want.
Are we here in Asia Pacific adopting these new technologies fast enough?
I'm inspired by our customers every single day. I cannot overstate that enough. I mean, if I think about the changes that I've seen over the last 7 years in not just customers' attitude towards the public cloud, but in customers' abilities to leverage the AWS platform based on the investments they've made in skills, how deeply they've learned how to innovate and build applications on top of our platform. And so I look across those market segments that we serve, the enterprise, the public sector, the ISVs across APAC, these large startups as well. And across every one of those, we're really enthused at the speed at which they're moving. I mean, I could give a few examples of customers in Malaysia. I think the largest company in Malaysia, Petronas, is Petronas, and they're partnering with us these days to run things like their core ERP systems, their SAP systems. Astro is a great example of a customer that, on the one hand, is using us to build new applications that are going to affect their top line revenue, are going to open up a new business opportunities, but at the same time are migrating their existing applications to modernize their stacks and to save money. So I think my answer would have to be yes. We're really enthused at how fast customers are moving.
And what about buzzwords, like the things that we've been hearing all year long, artificial intelligence, machine learning, automation? Do we have a high adoption rate of these services as well?
I've been hugely impressed. I mean, there's a lot of, across Southeast Asia, there's a lot of large digital native customers. There's a lot of organizations that have been born and really grown up in the era of cloud computing and have never known any other platform. I think about the large startups in Indonesia like Traveloka or some of the large Malaysian companies like iFlix. And certainly as a general rule across our customer base, not just in those very large successful startups, but in ISVs we work with as well and enterprises, there is keen interest in machine learning. I was in Indonesia a few weeks ago having lunch with a customer, and right there at the table they were able to show me a machine learning system they'd set up where they were actually able to look at the palm oil crops and see the harvesting of the palm oil crops and use machine learning to gauge the quality of what they were harvesting and then take actions on that based on the quality of the produce. And these are projects that folks have been able to set up in very, very short periods of time with very, very small amounts of expenditure so that they can experiment as to whether or not it's going to be successful in their business and then either deploy it to make a big impact or keep experimenting. And so I think as testament to that, we've been bringing more and more machine learning services to the region. I think it's even in the last few weeks, as an example, that we launched SageMaker in Southeast Asia in our Singapore region, where customers were telling us that they, while they wanted to get the benefits of machine learning and they wanted to actually train models based on their own data, they didn't want to have to do that undifferentiated heavy lifting associated with actually choosing and implementing a machine learning framework and tuning it and running it and so on. They just wanted a managed workflow around putting their data into AWS and then having us assist them in the training of the model and the application of those learnings. So I think the future is bright for customers in Malaysia and Southeast Asia using these new types of technologies.
Is there a different challenge AWS is facing here in the region with the competition, especially from Alibaba in China coming over here, and their presence over here is vastly different compared to the ones in the US? And also the different challenges that they face in the US, how different are we here?
I wouldn't say it's a unique challenge. I don't think we ever expected that that the market segment in which we work would be one that would be serviced only by us. It's just too big an opportunity for other organizations to ignore. But the flip side to that is that our response is to remain steadfastly focused on the customer experience and on the things that customers have told us over a long period of time they really value from Amazon Web Services. Customers have told us, for example, that they value the pace of innovation on our platform. And hopefully, over the last few days here at our conference and in the next couple of days to come, you'll have seen examples of that, where you know we remain absolutely focused on inventing on behalf of our customers and iterating the services we have based on customer feedback. And we're not going to change that because customers have told us they value it. Customers in Southeast Asia have told us that they really value our global footprint, that they value the fact that if they want to get access to a customer base somewhere else in the world, we have regions in that part of the world to support them. And those regions have a really, really broad range of services. And so we'll continue to focus on that. Customers have told us that that they value the fact that we prioritize over everything the security of our customers and the security of their applications and data. And so we'll continue to build richer tool sets around that and to make sure that we have the controls that they need in order to achieve certain certifications and be compliant running inside of AWS. And they've also told us they appreciate the operational efficiency with which we run our services. And as a byproduct of that, the fact that we're able to reduce our own costs in our business and pass on those costs to them in the range of 67 cost reductions over the last 10 years. And so, you know, those things remain true. And we believe that if we continue to focus on those things, we'll be able to continue to differentiate ourselves in the eyes of our customers.
On the day Andy Jassy, the CEO of AWS, made his keynote speech, there were over 20 new services that was announced. I asked Ed, what kind of services does he foresee enterprises in this region will adopt?
Well, hopefully many of them. You know, the nice thing, you know, what makes my job so easy working as part of Amazon Web Services in Asia Pacific is that the products that we build or the iterations to the products that we build work backwards from the customer. They are built entirely based on needs that customers have and on things that they've asked us to add to existing products. And so, you know, I'm really enthused about so many of them. There's a lot of developments in the machine learning space. We're adding a lot of managed services to our machine learning stack at almost every layer. And I'm really, really confident that customers in Southeast Asia will be enthused to build those into their applications. I think that our enterprise business is going to continue to grow. And so the announcements that we made about additional hybrid capabilities in the enterprise and the announcements that we made that are going to make it easier for enterprises in particular, but for any customers to deploy things like landing zones to begin their migrations, or to deploy data lakes that are to a large extent pre-built for their own environment, so that we can reduce the time that it takes them to get to value. I'm really, really enthusiastic about those.
And what about Atlanta's strategy for 2019?
You know, my strategy for 2019 is the same as my strategy for 2018, and it's probably going to be the same as my strategy for the year following that, which is, you know, we're going to focus on the market segments that we serve. We're going to focus on the success of our customers in the enterprise and in the ISV market, with these large digital native startups in all of the countries that we serve across Asia Pacific, and we're going to remain confident in the idea that our success comes as a function of theirs.
That was Ed Lanta. He's the Managing Director Asia Pacific at AWS, talking about the challenges here in this region. If you missed any parts of this show, you can download the podcast. It's available on the BFM website, or better yet, get the BFM app. Just search for AWS reInvent, and this and my previous interviews will pop up. My name is Jeff Sandhu, and this has been Tech Talk, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.